start our call.
Well, good morning and welcome to our Monday morning motivational call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. Every single Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot. And for those of you who were on the Underwood training, I talked about the importance of plugging in. For those of you who were not, it is absolutely critical for your Shackley business to stay plugged in. If you're not staying plugged in, it's easy to forget about Shackley. It's easy to forget about what your goals are. It's easy to forget about what it is that you've said that you want to accomplish. And so it's super important that you stay plugged in with the team, that you stay plugged into hearing about Shackley each week, so that you keep your dreams and your goals in front of you. So every week when we come together, we have different topics. We've got product topics, we've got business topics, we've got personal development topics. And today is more of a personal development topic. And of course, we can go in any direction you guys want to go in based on whatever questions you have. But I want to talk about believing in yourself and what it takes to believe in yourself. Because so often you can come to the training, you can hear what the steps are to move your business forward, you can, we've got people on the team who are plugged into every single piece of training, and yet when it takes time to pick up the phone, their belief in themselves is not there, and so they don't do it. They don't pick up the phone. They don't make the phone calls. And so it's just important that we build that belief in ourselves. And so why don't we talk this morning a little bit about what do you think it takes to build belief in yourself? So I'll pause and let some folks share. Hey, Jennifer. Hey there. Good morning.
Good morning. On the personal development, I think the one thing that I realize and recognize and I'm very connected to is that the more we exercise the muscle on the things that, let's say, scare us or that we have to get better at, once that competency starts to grow, like I always tell people, I'm not the greatest product conversational person. So little by little, I'm trying to get more and more educated on the products because I need to be able to speak to them, you know, more than I do, because I'm so business focused. So what I'm learning is as I educate myself or I take time to learn a little bit more about the things that I'm not good at or I need to learn more about, it breeds that confidence and the competency.
Absolutely it does, 100%. And I think it's so... You know, somebody said to me this weekend, lots of you know how many grand openings we've been having within the team. It seems like it's four or five every single day. And so I do the health and wealth over and over and over again. And somebody this weekend said to me, oh, my gosh, like, how are you so fluent at the health and wealth? And it goes back to what you just said, Lori. It's about exercising that muscle. I do the health and wealth so often that I've learned the nuances. I've seen people's reactions. I know what to say, when, and where. So it's just important that we exercise that muscle. So whether it's picking up the phone, whether it's talking about product, whether it's sharing the plan with people, we have to exercise the muscle. That's really important. So thanks for sharing that. What else does it take to build belief in yourself? Who else? I think I heard somebody else who was going to start talking when Lorraine started talking. So who else would like to share?
Trista.
Hey there.
I was actually going to say pretty much the same thing that Lorraine said. And it really struck home this weekend after I sat and watched Sean Gray do the same presentation three times, you know, not exactly in a row, but three times. And I'm like, wow, he's saying the same thing. And I'm like, wait a second, that's what we're supposed to be doing is the same thing over and over and becoming an expert, almost like we don't really have to think about it and it flows naturally. And for me, just getting into action has been really building my confidence. I've been working the last couple months more than I ever have. I've picked the phone more. I've had more interaction with customers and prospects and business builders. And so for me, it's just that getting up and still doing it, even though I've done it before, sometimes I still have that hesitation or fear around it. And I notice once I get into action and afterwards, I'm like, that was easier than I thought. I don't think I got a little better this last time, you know, practice. So I completely agree.
Right. Well, it's so, you know, the practice part is absolutely critical. So we have to look at what do we need to practice? What are the areas that we might be struggling in? So if we're struggling with the presentation, we've got to do more presentations. If we're struggling with picking up the phone, we've got to pick up the phone more often. We have to look at where are we challenged, because it's so easy to say, okay, I've got to clean my desk today, or got to get my files organized, or I've got to write a newsletter, all the things that sort of take us out of action. And I'm not saying that a newsletter isn't a great thing to send, but I have to tell you, folks, I don't write my own newsletter. That newsletter, other than the weekly news, which is the team newsletter, I do that one. But the customer newsletter, I don't, because it takes too much time. I use the ones that are already created for us through Shackley. And so I think it's just important to, where can we take ourselves out of the creation mode of some of the things that aren't action-oriented and put ourselves more into the action-oriented stages. So what are some other conversations around what it takes to believe in yourself? We're talking about building belief in yourself to do this business. What does it take to build that belief? Who else would like to share?
Hi, Jennifer. It's Jackie. Good morning.
Hey, Jackie. Good morning.
Hi. I'm reminded of a Zoom call that we had, and it brought me to think about past, present, and future thinking, and about what other people think about what you're doing. So to stay in present and future thinking, and to put to quiet those voices of other people and what they think, because and especially the naysayers or the people, you know, that aren't so positive about what you're doing. Quiet those voices, because they're really irrelevant, and that helped me a lot to stay present and to fall forward and believe in myself.
Right. Yep, really important, because I think if we listen to what other people say, that can get in our head, and it could be about anything. I mean, it can be about what's going on in the world right now. It can be about our Shackley business, a little bit of anything. I heard years ago that that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to have comments about what we're doing from a business perspective, about our Shackley business. And the key is to think through, did those people build the size business you're trying to build? And, of course, 100% of the time, the people who are naysayers are not the people who have built the business. They're typically people who are struggling financially or struggling in even what they're doing from a business perspective. And they look at what we're going to do, and they don't understand it. They don't know enough about it. And so they poo-poo it, or whatever they do. They say some negative things. And they haven't done what we're trying to do. So the people we should be listening to are the people who have done what we're trying to do. The thing that we're trying to create, those are the people we should go to, not the people who haven't built it, because those are going to be the naysayers usually. Go ahead, Liz.
Hey, Jennifer, it's Liz. I find this topic fascinating because it's exactly what I was thinking about over the weekend and processing a lot. And I thank the Underwoods for having the conference, the virtual conference. And I thought, why would I want to listen to Sean Gray talk three times, Friday night and twice on Saturday, about the business? And every single flipping time, I was like, got more and more excited. And I've been doing this for 18 years. I was like, this is awesome. This is phenomenal. And I thought about my, you know, what is it that can hold me back? And it came back to, what are other people going to think? What are other people going to say? Oh, I've been in an Eight and Shackley 18 years, and I'm not a master coordinator. Oh, I wonder what people are thinking. I'm like, Liz, they're not thinking anything. They're not thinking one single thing about you. It's you thinking about what they could possibly be thinking, and that sends you in a downward spiral. And I go, okay, so what are my standards? Not their standards, not anybody else's standards, in or out of Shackley. What are my standards? What do I want my life to look at? And it's such a good conversation with myself. So I encourage you all to do the same and going, what do you want? What do you want? And it's okay. You don't have to judge it against anybody else. Whatever they're doing, it doesn't matter. What do you want your life to look like? What do you want your day to look like? When you are working, do you want to be doing it for you because you enjoy it, or are you doing it because somebody else is telling you that you should do that? And it really got some of the monkey off my back. And sometimes I'm totally fine, and other times I just spiral, and I was spiraling, and so I needed to pull it up short. And so when I jumped on the call just now, I was like, oh, this is awesome. It must be on a lot of people's minds. So Thank you.
You're welcome. And just something to think about that, Liz, because you said that, you know, you were struggling a little bit thinking about what other people think. When we get into that mindset, I think what we have to do is we've got to really start to craft our story and tell our story the way that empowers us and helps lift us up and also tells our story. And sometimes we get into, I've been in Shackley for 18 years, and we start to tell that we're not a master yet. And so we've got to change that. And so what you talk about is that you've been with Shackley for 18 years. You've got a long history with the products. You've got a long history with the business opportunity. So you turn that into the positive that it is instead of us going, oh, my gosh, I'm not where I want to be, and I've got to tell everybody that I'm talking to that I'm not where I want to be yet. And,
and even if you're not saying it, even if you think you're not saying that, you are. You are. And you taught me that a long time ago when we were in the training for GLAC and you of – you, if you have an issue with the postage, you may not say to them, I have an issue with the postage. But everything you say will lead them down the path, and you will hear them saying, summing up what you've just said to them, oh, there's an issue with the postage. Yeah, so you're right. You're right. And so it's just necessary to call it out and say what it is. So thanks.
Right. You're welcome. And I think that the key for most people is we're not going to have a story around the products typically that isn't positive. For most of us, we love the products. And so the product stories that we tell and share, we've got great posture, we've got great confidence, great belief. It's the business side that so many of us don't have that confidence and belief in. And that's where we've got to build that belief, exercise that muscle. And so, Lorene, when you talk all the time about how the business is something that you're really fluid with and you're trying to learn how to talk more about the products, I say bravo to you, because that's the easier thing is to talk about the products because of the testimonials and all the, you know, the product experiences that people have. But with the business, we've got to get crafted on our story and be really confident, because we all have the ability to build something massive. What we've done in the past does not indicate what we're going to do in the future. And you really can become a presidential master if you choose to, every single person here. It's about staying in the trenches, learning the skill set, staying in action, and just continuing to talk to people and then evaluate what's working and what's not working and tweak those things. I mean, really, it is that simple. So who else has some ideas about belief and building belief in yourself? Who else has something that you'd like to share?
Jennifer, I just want to make one comment to this that I think is so powerful, and I learned this a very long time ago. I remember when my grandparents were around, and I always used to say to my close friends, you know, I want a marriage like my grandparents, or I really look up to my grandparents. And one friend in particular said, you know, you're seeing and you're capturing the end result of many, many years probably of struggle and, you know, developing that relationship into what I thought was, you know, a perfect relationship, let's say, right? And then you look at the panelists from this weekend, and we look at you every single week. You know, we follow you. We lean on you as our leader to bring people to and to emulate you. And I think what's so important right now is that we all understand that everyone on that panel this weekend, you know, the masters and the presidential masters and the senior masters, every one of those people were having this conversation that we're having right now. And we tend to, I'll speak for myself, look at the end result, because this is something I really had to work on, like to snap our fingers and we're like those people. No, you've gone through a process, and we have to go through that process too. And that's what makes these conversations so magnificent, is that we have this platform to collaborate together and look in the mirror and say, how can I be better? How can I help others? How can I serve better? So I'm just trying to shine a light on, you know, I know the end result looks really, really great, and sometimes it feels like, oh, I could never be like that person, but you all went through the process to get to where you are, and it's born in this conversation, in my belief.
Oh, it is, Laureen, and thank you for saying that, because I think it is so true that we see the end result. It's the same conversation where you look at somebody's outside and you judge it against your inside, and I think that's the challenge with Facebook so often, is we look at Facebook and we see the perfect world for a lot of people, and I think people are being more and more authentic there as the years have been going on, but there's been times where you look and it's just the perfect pictures that are shown and the perfect family and the perfect kids and, you know, and the perfect marriage, all those things. And people look at that and they're like, oh, my gosh, that person has it all together. And they're basing it on their inside. They're judging those pictures and what they see on Facebook on their inside, which isn't so put together. And yet they don't realize that somebody took 27 pictures to find the perfect picture, and they only posted the good things about the family and the kids and the marriage. But that's the way it is, right? Like we only see the end result. And so it's so critical to understand that everybody goes through the process. You know, when I first started in this business and I first did my those first few presentations, there's some folks who are on this call that remember me back in those days when I had the really thick stack of note cards and I would sort of bury my nose in the note cards and read off of the note cards line by line, word by word. And the more you do that, if you do the same presentation over and over again, eventually you've learned the words and I didn't need the note cards anymore and I had more confidence standing up in front of people and speaking. But it's each piece of the process. It's each piece of the product side and the business side that we have to learn and craft and grow with. And if we don't stay in the trenches of personal development, and this is really important, so I want everybody to hear this one. If you don't stay in the trenches of personal development, if you don't keep asking yourself, how can I be better? What can I do differently? If you don't keep going to your upline to ask for support and mentorship and what do I need to tweak? Where do you see that I'm not doing what I need to do right now? You're not going to grow like you could grow. If you think you have it all together right now, then great. But my guess is that most of us don't. I am constantly tweaking and perfecting and working on. I'm not there yet. My belief is that none of us ever, quote unquote, get there. We are always a work in progress. There's always something we can learn. There's always something that we can grow into. Over the weekend, I took pages and pages of notes myself. I was on the entire weekend. I was in the middle of a move. So, you know, there's all sorts of things that can happen in life and distract us. And yet if we're staying in that personal development conversation, we will grow. So what are some other thoughts? What are you all thinking right now? What's going on in your head about building belief? That's the topic today. How do you build belief in yourself? And I have a few folks muted just because there's background noise each time I unmute you. So I keep trying to unmute you every now and then. So just know that there's background noise on your end. If you're hearing the buttons that say that you've been unmuted.
Hi, Jennifer, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, this is Marie from Frisco, Texas. I'm new here. I just found out about your page. One thing I realized, if you asked yourself, if I was to give up my Shackley business, what would that feel like? And it sometimes reminds you of why you really love doing what you're doing. And so if you just write down, what do I love about it and what would I miss about it, sometimes that brings a greater level of belief, because it's like, I love this. I would never want to leave it. I would never want to pay retail for the products, and I would always want to share it with people. So I think that's been helpful for me.
Oh, yes, I love that. Great, great tip.
This is Linda Rica. Good morning. This is really an exciting follow-up to this weekend. And so I have to say, for me, one thing that really builds belief for me, aside from your great comments about personal growth and how important it is for just everything you want to do in life and to never, ever, ever stop working on that, part of what helps me want to do that and what helps me do that and what helps me keep belief in the products and the company is the meetings are magic. And there's with all the bad things that are happening, the silver lining of Zoom is it makes that community more accessible. If somebody doesn't always have, maybe it's something we might want to continue even when the pandemic thing concerns end, because the value of having people together who might not always be able to get to a conference is huge. And so for me, I found myself, although I've been in this business for 25 plus years, I got very excited about having a pivot place to go where there were going to be people I could see, not just a call I could listen to. So although I love these calls, I'm glad we have them. The being able to see people thing was huge for me, because you see the belief, you see the smiles, you hear the stories, you see and hear and feel the inflection in the voice of real commitment and real genuine enthusiasm, and that can't be faked, you know, especially when you're looking at somebody. And I took copious notes, and I noticed that although we have all these regular things in place during the week and other calls to bring people to, I was much more excited about bringing people to this face-to-face Zoom creation that we did. And as a result, I had a lot of downline and prospects on these calls. And I, too, learned things, and I enjoyed seeing, you know, Sean is great, and I was I picked up different things in each of the three repetitions, and it was just nice having that focal point and feeling part of a big family and feeling part of something. So that's part of what builds my belief, not just the great products. And there were so many other things that were said, but really it's a great call to re-listen to, because so many good things said on this call so far. Thank you.
Linda, you know, I mean, you said something that's so important, which is the community, because the community does help build belief. It really does help build belief. That's why the Tuesday night event is a Zoom event. That's the health and wealth and the training Tuesday night. And that's mm-hmm. why we've been doing Saturdays in a Zoom format also, so that people can be a part of the community. So, yes. I second everything, second and third everything you said. It was, yes.
Yeah, thank you for doing those Zooms. They're really great.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I think that having the much larger Shackley community, we had up to 659 or 700 people. I can't remember the total number that I saw in the room this weekend, which is huge, huge.
That was impressive.
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
social proof.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Jennifer.
Okay, so who else? Yes, hey Liz.
I have a little flip calendar for the days of the year, and it's not just for 2020, it's for any, you know, every year. But it's called Becoming a Person of Influence, and it's by John C. Maxwell. And I looked mm-hmm. at Sunday, because I didn't look at Sundays, and what it says is, if you can change the way you see failure, you gain the strength to keep running the race. Get a new definition of failure. Regard it as the price you pay for progress. If you can do that, you'll put yourself in a much better position to fail forward. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, as we grow and we make these mistakes and then we get better and you get better, just like you were just describing, and you become an active influencer, you're going to become a more positive influence. You're going to add more value to the lives. I mean, everything that we talk about, everything that Linda's saying, everything, you know, everything we're all saying, we know it and it's believing it. That we mm-hmm. can be that person. We already are that person. We just need to open our mouths more and maybe type a little bit more on the keyboard to send our messages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so true. And no one likes to do failure. Go ahead. Who was going to share?
I was just going to say, Florine, Liz, thank you so much for sharing that. I literally have goosebumps all over my body right now.
I know, me too. When I read it, I'm like, oh, I have to share.
That was so beautiful. But one thing I just wanted to kind of point out here, and it's on the heels of what you just said. If Jennifer didn't have the chutzpah 20 years ago to grow, to climb out of whatever hole she needed to climb out of when she was raising her family, homeschooling, whatever, right? And failing forward, so to speak. My children and my, God willing, grandchildren one day and my great-grandchildren one day, God willing, would not have this potential destiny of time and money freedom that Roger talks about. And if Jennifer didn't pave that way, I mean, the price is very big if we don't gain confidence, because then we can't serve others. We can't have influence on other people's lives, which when you really think about it, it's huge. It's a huge responsibility. It's a huge commitment, but the reward is beyond. It's unbelievable when you think about it. So thank you for sharing that.
I think we should start a wave for Jennifer right now. Ready?
Well, but it's not me, right? Like go ahead.
Can you post that quote in Team Glacken?
Who, me?
The person who just read the quote, can you post it?
Yeah, it's Liz, and sure, I'll do that right now.
Thanks.
Something that reminds me of is maybe writing out some declarations, because as you were reading that calendar thing, what I was thinking is if we started out each morning, or especially Monday morning, where we're all meeting together to say, I am not alone. I have a powerful community that works with me. I have an incredible visionary for a CEO and a motivated president of my company. You know, my products are touching lives all around the world and saving lives all around the world. You know, if we could write, like I've already written a bunch of them, if we could write something like that and say it to ourselves, because I think we're constantly needing to go from the negative, and especially like people like myself who have been in Shackley 27 years, you know, we can go to the old school and just go, oh, when am I going to grow this faster and better and get more people or whatever. And, you know, if we declare these things that we really believe, I think it will, you know, press us forward quicker.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I think having those positive declarations, having those positive affirmations are critical for so many areas, not just, you know, the excitement and building belief in the company and who we work with, but even in ourselves. I think that's one of the things that we didn't really talk so much about here, which is the things that we could say to boost our own self-confidence. And those affirmations are something that I've used for many years. I've got a huge stack of affirmations right now that are on my desk, affirmations of me, you know, the things that I'm trying to work on in my own head. Any type of positive declaration can change that mindset, change that sub-belief. Anything else someone would like to share related to our topic today? Belief
Jennifer,
in yourself.
Jennifer,
hey there.
I was picturing, as we've been talking about this, the 5K race in Atlanta, which was my last race experience and only race experience, and my personal goal for crossing the finish line was enough motivation to train and to start the race and to hopefully finish, but there were lots of hills in Atlanta when we ran, I didn't ride. And what made all the difference on the uphill climbs was when there were people alongside cheering you on. And that is a huge, so my point is that usually your personal development and your personal goals are enough to carry you and to keep you going, but you hit those places where it seems like without some additional cheers from the side, you either will slow down or maybe even stop. And my experience with just this team, and especially like these calls, and even the book club, there's times when you start the call or when you start the book club Zoom, you're kind of in a lower place, but the proximity to these people and the words that are spoken, which is what we've just experienced this morning, are the things that just catapult you into a different energy, which is what everybody experienced this past weekend. So proximity is one of my words for motivation and personal development.
That community, right? Being around the positive energy, being around positive thinking people.
Exactly.
So critical. And, you know, something I just feel enormously blessed for this group of people. You know, we come together on Monday mornings. We come together throughout the week, but it's just a huge blessing. I get up excited to get on this call on Monday mornings. I get excited to be with the team. And each and every one of you have this amazing gift in your hands called Shackley. It's the gift of helping people improve their health and the gift of helping people improve their wealth. It's what we do with it. And when you think about all of the people that can be impacted by Shackley, you know, what Laureen said about the organization and how maybe some folks wouldn't have heard of Shackley had I not gotten started. I wouldn't have heard of Shackley had my uplines not shared it with me. But each of you have this massive sphere of people that are waiting to hear from you. The master coordinatorship, the senior master coordinatorship, the presidential master coordinatorship that's waiting in your organization, it's waiting there for you to open your mouth. There are people desperately seeking what you have to offer, but we have to get out of our own way. We have to believe in this opportunity, believe in ourselves, and go out and share it, because people are waiting to hear it. So have an amazing Shackley week. Have an amazing Shackley day, and go share Shackley with the masses. Make sure you touch people this week virtually. Don't touch them in real life, but touch them virtually so that you can share this gift with them. So I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll talk to you same time, same place next week. Goodbye, everybody.